Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Simon Constable, writing for the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications, has traveled to Toulouse, France, a city he introduces me to, and it is gorgeous to see in photographs. Simon is in the old city, surrounded by a wall, and all around him are the ruins of the Roman occupation for centuries. So this is a Roman city and a French city at the same time. And from Simon's descriptions, it is gorgeous and well-maintained, with a distinctive narrow brick that they build their museums and churches with. Also, it is France, so everything is laid out ceremonially, gorgeously. There's a river that runs through it, Garonne River. Simon has found a quiet spot. So we begin by saying, Simon, you're in Toulouse, France. How's the climate? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. It's quite a lot damp today and quite chilly. I'm standing underneath some scaffolding outside an old school that's being rebuilt. The temperature today started at 49 Fahrenheit, and it's said to go up to 56. And it's one of the few times that I actually shiver or have shivered in this year so far. So we'll see what goes on. But you're right, it is absolutely gorgeous here. Very nice, and the people are lovely.
And because he's in Toulouse, we're going to turn our attention to the price of everything in Europe. There have been disturbing headlines these last days. Threats of nuclear war, escalation in Ukraine, missiles being fired into Russia. To my mind, the first time in my lifetime that anyone has fired a missile into Russia. Anyone. And certainly the record shows that no one fired a missile into Russia during the 20th century, but that's been done in these last 24 hours. So, the price of everything. We start with energy. The last time, Simon, we talked about energy, it had been retreating for weeks from the highs of 2022 down to somewhere approaching, for Brent crude, somewhere approaching $70 or less. What is it right now?
It's $74 a barrel. This is for Brent crude, not WTI. So it just tends to be a little higher than WTI, which West Texas Intermediate. So the Brent crude is $74 a barrel. That's up 0.5% on the week. And it wouldn't surprise me if that was solely to do with the threats of nuclear war heading to France and Britain and America, but we'll see what happens there, and hopefully that doesn't happen. TTF, which is basically the cost of electricity, 46 euros per megawatt hour. That's a million watts an hour, and that's up 0.95%, and that is almost certainly to do with the cold weather that we're having, and it is chilly today. I'm standing outside right now, and also probably a bit to do with what's going on with Russia and NATO.
Yes, you're far away from the front line in Ukraine, but everybody in Europe has to deal with the volatile energy prices. Now, Simon, you're a half Frenchman now, but you're a tourist in Toulouse. In general, do you find the prices higher than they are in your small town in Albi, or are they generally the same?
They're very similar. Remember, this is an agricultural country, and it's largely agricultural, apart from Paris and the surrounding areas. But there is a lot of agriculture here, so you get a lot of very, very good and inexpensive food to buy. If you're buying it, that it's not processed. So if you want vegetables, if you want meat, as long as it hasn't been processed massively, you will get a good deal on it. And in addition to that, people have a very, very simple way of cooking, and it works. It tastes delicious, and it's really good, and it's not too expensive, certainly near where I live, and not really that much considering Toulouse is a relatively big city. So it's not eye-watering at all. And believe me, I would say if it was.
So Toulouse is about 80 kilometers from the Pyrenees. In other words, it's close to the Spanish border, but we're going home to England. You mentioned the farmers, Simon. You and I have been following a story that's hard to believe. There's a rebellion in London. People have brought their very beautiful tractors downtown, marching around. Famous BBC presenters are making passionate speeches because Labour, now in control for the next 5 years, is the presumption, has decided to punish farmers for being alive and successful. Simon, punish farmers by raising the inheritance tax so that it's prohibitive, so they essentially are in the same place that the lords were at the beginning of the 20th century. They had to sell the estate in order to pay the taxes. Is this something that you expected from Labour? It completely amazes me.
It completely amazes me. It shocks me and it saddens me all at once. So that's some little French children passing us just now in the background there. Let me go back to the agriculture in the UK. This is a big problem. What I think is happening is that the Labour Party's ministers, which would be the top of which is Keir Starmer, who is now being called Keir Starlin by a lot of people in the UK, don't really understand how agriculture works. Basically, if you're growing crops or raising livestock, most countries in the world will have some form of subsidy on that because the price inevitably goes down to the cost of production, i.e. no profits for the farmers unless they get a subsidy from their government. The subsidy in one way came to the farmers in the UK through not having to pay this inheritance tax, which could be quite, we're talking very large sums of money here because farms can be very big. So this is a big problem. They don't really understand is that no one will be incentivized to have a farm in the UK. So I don't know how the UK is going to get domestically produced food. That's going to be a problem. I like eating every day, multiple times a day, believe it or not.
Rachel Reeves is the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And while Sir Keir Starmer is away at the G20 meeting in Rio, she stood before Parliament to answer Prime Minister's questions. There were doubts, loud doubts, from the opposition, the Tories, that this fee, this tax that will be put on the inherited estates, loud doubts that it's only going to apply to, Keir Starmer said, I think, about 500 farms. There is an estimate by another group that it will run into the thousands. So it looks like Labour's caught in a question of trust in its planning for the budget. Now, the budget will pass because Labour has the votes. So is this the sort of protest that can't go anywhere, Simon, or does Labour back down? Does the budget get adjusted? What is ceremonially correct for Labour?
Well, what would be smart to do would be to say, okay, we got this wrong and we shouldn't be doing this. But in fact, what's happened is Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, has said, no, there will be no capitulation on this. We are going to go through with this. It's tough. You're going to have to suck it up and deal with it. That's what he's saying. And I presume that everyone else in his party is moving lockstep with that. We know that one of the environments and agriculture ministers has only spent one day visiting farmers since the Labour Party took control of the government, which is absolutely ridiculous. If they really cared about what was going on, they would have gone down and talked to the farmers. And I know farmers always grumble, but they do work so very, very hard, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, with very little rest. And not much money comes out of it either. Even if you have a lot of land that you own, maybe it might be in the millions, but I've heard of someone with a reasonably, oh, sorry, there's a little bit of noise going by that. That if you have a few million dollars worth of land, then you may make $10,000, $20,000 or £20,000 for the year, for the whole year, and then get slapped with $500,000 of death duties. That's what we call inheritance tax, death duties.
The Tories warn Labour will come back for more. That's a quote after Angela Rayner failed to rule out rises in the future. There's also a theory in the Tory side that Labour's punishing the groups that didn't vote for it. And that would be people who own big houses and farmers didn't vote for it. That's awfully conspiratorial. I'll just mention right now that the statement by Sir Keir Starmer's substitute for PMQs, Angela Rayner, said, the vast majority of estate owners will be totally unaffected by the so-called tractor tax. That's the official statement from Labour now. However, from the protests that began these last days, I agree with Simon, this is not going to end happily. And in fact, right now, it's likely to end in tears. Simon Constable, in the beautiful city of Toulouse, 80 kilometers from the Spanish border, somewhere in Toulouse, you can see the Pyrenees Mountains in the distance.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.